now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $4,239, which is up 13% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 38 cents. That's up 12% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $119, up 12.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $190. That's up 8%. Stellar currently trading at 16 cents, which is up 15%. And EOS currently trading at $3.28. And that's up 11.5% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a special shout out to Verge, which is currently trading at 8 cents. And that's up 40% in the last 24 hours, outperforming the market even in the upswing we've recently seen in the last 24 hours. So the market cap is currently $138 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 53.4%. We've seen volume figures in the last 24 hours rise as well, currently at $19.6 billion, up $3 billion in the last 24 hours. So that's phenomenal to see. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's been going on in the last 24 hours. What has given the market the uptick that we have seen and that we so like to see being in this space and having positions in this space as well. So let's get down to business and let's get on to the next part of the show. So one of the big stories today is that Goldman, Morgan Stanley go live with CLS, IBM-powered blockchain. So CLS, the bank-owned currency trading utility, and IBM have gone live with their blockchain-based payment netting service after more than 2 years in development. Investment banking giants Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are the first companies to use the newly launched CLS net, with six more participants from North America, Europe, and Asia, including Bank of China, Hong Kong, committed to joining in the next few months, according to CLS and IBM. Ram Kuraj, Managing Director of Technology at CLS, told media sources today the system is up and running, saying, "We have matched and confirmed the first transaction and successfully issued a netting report to the counterparties. Along with the food tracking blockchain IBM Food Trust launch in October, and trade finance platform We.Trade went live in late June, CLS Net is the third blockchain consortium powered by IBM Tech to go into production this year. As such, it's one of the few major enterprise distributed ledger technology DLT projects of any stripe to get this far. With CLS Net now in production, with two of the world's largest banks and a major market function, it is testament to the ongoing maturity of the blockchain technology and the value that it can deliver in practice," said Marie Week, General Manager IBM Blockchain, in a press release today. So the launch of CLS Net, she said, represents the first post-of-trade production deployment of blockchain technology in a global market utility. Though not a household name, CLS provides critical plumbing to the foreign exchange or forex market. Founded in 2002, it mitigates settlement risk and participating banks with a payment versus payment service in which both sides of a trade are completed at the same time. But its new platform aims to solve current issues in the forex market, such as a lack of standardization and automation. For example, a limited number of participants currently net trades with each other on a regular basis, and even when they do, often there is a need to manage the process manually, according to IBM and CLS. In addition, many participants do not net the payments for forex trades, instead settling on a global basis, which exposes them to settlement risks and leads to higher intraday liquidity demands, and companies said. So CLS Net will deliver the standardization and automation needed for non-CLS settlement transactions, said Adam Joseph Art, Managing Director of the Fixed Income Division of Morgan Stanley. Barry Lowe, General Manager for the Bank-Wide Operation Department, Bank of China, Hong Kong, added that CLS Net in particular will enhance operational efficiency in trade matching and payment netting for non-CLS settlement currencies such as CNH, the offshore version of China's renminbi, and strengthen our risk management. The now live CLS Net works for over 120 fiat currencies and is designed to standardize the increase level of payment netting in the foreign exchange market. It was developed in collaboration with buy-side and sell-side institutions. At the same time, the platform supports compliance with a code of conduct for the foreign exchange markets that CLS helped to develop, the company stated. A standardization and automation payment netting process will lead to improved intraday liquidity, reduce cost, improve operational efficiencies, and ultimately support business growth, said Alan Mackyard, Chief Strategy and Development Officer at CLS. So CLS and IBM developed CLS Net on the Hyperledger Fabric blockchain, but CLS has been experimenting with blockchain technology since early 2015, so before the Hyperledger Consortium started. Those attempts eventually grew in CLS Net, Bank of America, Bank of China, Bank of Tokyo, Mitsubishi, UFJ, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley on board when the project was unveiled in September 2017. From the beginning, CLS worked with IBM on a blockchain solution. However, in May of this year, the Forex trading utility announced a $5 million investment in another major enterprise DLT vendor, R3. Yet R3's platform will not be using the current services CLS is working on, Kumaraj told media sources. Our investment in R3 has no impact on the future development of our products using Hyperledger Fabric, as we do not believe the DLT should be a one network universe, he said, adding, we believe that the industry will benefit from a choice in providers, which is why we've chosen to align ourselves with two key providers, R3 and IBM, in the DLT space. Meanwhile, CLS and IBM have expanded their collaboration. This summer, the two companies announced a proof of concept for a separate project named Ledger Connect, a financial blockchain app store offering DLT-based services for know-your-customer processes, sanction screening, collateral management, and derivative post-trade processing, and reconciliation and market data. Big story coming out. It'd be interesting to see more and more institutions coming into the space and using this technology. And it's a great way to really introduce institutions to blockchain itself and open up that use case to them. So I think CLS are doing a magnificent job in the space, and I wish them all the best. So the next story comes out of New York. SEC chair explains key upgrades needed for Bitcoin ETF approval. At the Consensus Invest conference on Tuesday, the SEC chairman, Jay Clayton, explained what he needs to see before the SEC can consider approving its first Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, or ETF. According to CNBC, Clayton said he needs to see key upgrades in cryptocurrency markets before approving a Bitcoin ETF. Specifically, the SEC chair wants to see better market surveillance and custody for cryptocurrencies before being comfortable with a Bitcoin ETF, the news outlet added. The first issue Clayton noted was the lack of market surveillance at crypto exchanges. Market surveillance involves the use of systems that monitor, prevent, and investigate abusive and manipulative activity on the exchanges, the publication described. The chairman explained that stock exchanges such as New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ already have these monitoring tools in place. However, those kind of safeguards do not exist currently in all of the exchange venues where digital currencies are trading. He affirmed, asserting, what investors expect is that trading in the commodity that underlines the ETF makes sense and is free from risk of manipulation. It's an issue that needs to be addressed before I would be comfortable. Not at all crypto exchanges lack market surveillance. However, in April, NASDAQ announced that crypto exchange Gemini will be leveraging NASDAQ's smart market surveillance technology to monitor its marketplace. NASDAQ claims that its technology is considering wide usage within the space. Clayton is also concerned about how safely crypto assets are stored, emphasizing that investors could be exposed to a risk of theft in ETFs, underlying assets. A number of custody solutions have been explored by companies such as Fidelity Investments, Coinbase, Gemini, BitGo, Itbit, Japanese bank Nomura, Goldman Sachs, Northern Trust, and South Korea's Shinhan Bank. Nonetheless, the publication quoted Clayton as saying the custody solution still needs to be improved and hardened. The chairman elaborated, we have seen thefts around digital assets that make you scratch your head. We care that the asset underlying the ETF have good custody and they're not going to disappear. So it's interesting what his thoughts are there. And it's interesting to really see if he really knows what's currently going on in the space, or if that's kind of the script that he's been told to publicly say. So it'll be, I think the SEC's next move is going to be monitored very carefully by the crypto space. Well, they refer to the digital asset space, which is amazing, and it's something that we want to follow. And by the way, I personally stand in the place that an ETF is going to happen. It's just a question of when. And I think last year when it was rejected for the second time, people just freaked out. And I think people were looking for that quick fix to get us back in that bull run momentum. And the Bitcoin ETF being rejected, I think for some people kind of, you know, they were looking for something short term to fix the market downtrend, what was happening from, I believe it was 800 billion to 600 billion, around that kind of mark. And people were looking for like a fix, trying to get the market back up to that $1 trillion level, which we thought we were going to hit at the beginning of this year. So super interesting to see how things are going. I really believe that's going to take lots of small changes, lots of small things happening, and the underlying tech getting better each day, and this space will pick back up. When I talk about the space, I'm talking about the price action. The actual space itself, day to day, we're seeing more and more smart people entering into the space. We have a long-term view. But remember, this is not financial trading advice, just our in-house view here at SVK Crypto. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. And remember, as always, to hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. And hit us up on email. My email is cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter at svk_crypto. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.